Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Palo Alto Networks, Inc., one of the heavyweights in the cybersecurity space. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth with smart picks, you've likely got this company on your radar. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Palo Alto Networks tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while sprinkling in some recent developments and financial insights to keep things spicy. Let's get into it and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio for the long haul. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Palo Alto Networks operates in the cybersecurity industry within the broader technology sector. They're a leader in providing next-gen firewalls, cloud security, and AI-driven threat detection solutions. With a massive market cap and a global presence, they're a go-to for enterprises looking to protect their digital assets. Now, let's talk about what's been happening lately with this company, because there's plenty to unpack. Recent news and performance metrics paint an interesting picture. Over the past year, Palo Alto Networks has shown solid growth in their stock performance, outpacing many peers in the cybersecurity space over longer timeframes like the past 5 years. Short-term trends, like the 1 week or 1 month performance, show some volatility, but that's par for the course in tech. What's really caught my eye is their latest earnings call for Q2 2025, where they reported a hefty revenue of $2.26 billion, alongside strong growth in their subscription and services segments. They're also making big waves with AI integration, which could be a game changer. But, as we'll see, not everything is smooth sailing. Let's dive into the SWOT analysis to break it all down. Strengths. First up, revenue growth is a standout. From their latest income statements and the Q2 2025 earnings call, Palo Alto Networks is showing consistent top-line expansion, with revenue hitting $2.26 billion in the most recent quarter. That's a clear sign they're capturing market share in a high-demand industry. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are also impressive, reflecting operational efficiency. These metrics, pulled from their key financial data, show they're not just growing, but doing so profitably, which is music to a long-term investor's ears. Innovation is another feather in their cap. The earnings call highlighted heavy investment in AI for security and efficiency improvements. This positions them as a forward-thinking player in a tech landscape that's evolving at lightning speed. Strong balance sheet fundamentals, like a decent current ratio and quick ratio, indicate they've got liquidity to weather short-term storms. Plus, their cash flow from operations is robust, giving them flexibility for reinvestment or debt management. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. There are some cracks to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on recent balance sheet data. While they're managing it for now, a heavy debt load can be a drag if interest rates climb or if growth slows. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on this. Valuation is another concern. The current price-to-earnings ratio is elevated compared to the industry average for cybersecurity firms. Even looking at forward PE ratios, while they show some optimism with a tighter range, the stock isn't exactly a bargain. You're paying a premium for growth here. Short-term performance volatility, as seen in the 1 week and 1 month metrics, might spook some investors. While this isn't a deal breaker for the long game, it signals that market sentiment can shift quickly with tech stocks like this. Opportunities. Let's talk growth potential, because there's a lot to get excited about. The cybersecurity sector is booming as businesses worldwide ramp up spending to combat rising threats. Palo Alto Networks, with its strong product portfolio across firewalls and cloud security, is well positioned to grab a bigger slice of this pie. Geographic expansion is another avenue. Revenue breakdowns by region show they're already global, but there's room to deepen penetration in emerging markets where digital transformation is accelerating. AI and automation are the future, and their focus on integrating these technologies, as mentioned in the earnings call, could set them apart from competitors. If they nail this, it's not just a product upgrade, it's a moat. Subscription-based revenue streams are growing, which means more predictable cash flows. This shift, highlighted in their product segment data, is a goldmine for stability in the long term, something every investor craves. Threats. On the flip side, competition in cybersecurity is fierce. They're up against big dogs and nimble startups alike, all vying for the same enterprise clients. If they slip on innovation or pricing, market share could erode fast. Macroeconomic headwinds are a real risk. The earnings call summary noted challenges in a rapidly evolving tech landscape, and if global IT budgets tighten, even a leader like Palo Alto Networks could feel the pinch. Regulatory pressures are always lurking in tech. With data privacy laws tightening globally, compliance costs could rise, eating into margins. This isn't unique to them, but it's a threat to monitor. Lastly, that high valuation I mentioned earlier. It leaves little room for error. If growth expectations aren't met, or if there's a broader tech sell-off, the stock could take a hit in the medium term, sumulai, even if the long-term story remains intact. So, where does this leave us? Let's tie it all together. Palo Alto Networks is a powerhouse with incredible strengths, revenue growth, innovation, and a solid spot in a high-growth industry. But the high debt, lofty valuation, and competitive pressures are real hurdles. For long-term investors, this stock offers a compelling story if you believe in the cybersecurity megatrend and their ability to stay ahead with AI. Short-term, expect some bumps. Volatility is just part of the tech game. My insight here? Watch their debt management and how they execute on AI-driven products over the next few quarters. Those will be key catalysts that could either supercharge this stock or expose vulnerabilities. As we wrap up, I'd say Palo Alto Networks has a strong long-term outlook, provided they navigate the competitive and economic challenges ahead. It's not a cheap entry point, but for those with a multi-year horizon, it could be a core holding in a diversified portfolio. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments. I'm curious if you're bullish or bearish on this one. And hey, if you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. Check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats, plus our detailed SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Let's keep building wealth together, one smart investment at a time. See you in the next one.